Today we're visiting with pioneer field agronomist Sarah Levis. Sarah, thanks for joining us here today on the Red River Farm Network. How's harvest going in North Dakota and western Minnesota?
Harvest is going really well, and it's going very fast, actually. It's interesting. I think most of the soybeans are pretty much done. There's a couple of places here or there where there might be a couple of patches, but for the most part, that harvest is pretty well done. Corn harvest is well on its way. I would say that we are probably at least half done with corn harvest. There's probably some farmers out there that are probably maybe focusing a little bit more on their sugar beets, and they'll come back and get back into their corn when the beet harvest is done and complete, and that's moving along really rapidly. So it's going well.
I bet farmers are already thinking about 2022. And if that's the case, Sarah, what would you have them think about? Are there certain things that agronomically that they need to be considering for next year?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I'm really encouraging farmers to consider doing from an agronomic perspective right now is to do some soil sampling out there. I think during this last drought year, you did see some nutrient deficiencies in some places where maybe we haven't seen them. And I'm aware that the soil samples that have been taken so far this year are coming back a little bit higher in nitrogen levels than what we've seen in the past. And so going out and doing some soil sampling and really thinking about your soil fertility program to maximize that fertilizer dollar, that's a great idea. So agronomically, I think that's a great thing to consider. From a product standpoint, there's all kinds of things to be considering. I've had a lot of conversations lately with farmers about the Enlist and the Xtend systems, and I'm happy to say that Pioneer has some really great genetics in both of those platforms. The farmers that I've visited with are very happy with the weed control that they had in their Enlist systems, especially this year. Just very pleased with how that system worked overall and the yields that we're getting out of that Enlist system. So it's really good.
Sarah, I think some farmers may be concerned about the availability of glyphosate and glufosinate next year. What should farmers be thinking about as they prep for weed management?
Yeah, that's a great question. There certainly are some shortages of some herbicide products that are out in the countryside. Liberty and glyphosate in particular are in short supply. And so having good conversations with your ag retailer and making those plans now are critically important. The great thing about the Enlist system, though, is I understand actually right now that the availability of the Enlist 1 herbicide is actually still quite good. And so, having that in your back pocket is a wonderful idea. And Corteva actually has some other great residual herbicides, including Sonic and Kyber, that can work really well with the Enlist system to help balance out and manage through some of these difficult supply issues. So, but getting in and having those conversations with your ag retailer it's critically important, and I encourage farmers to do that as soon as they possibly can.
Well, Sarah, it's been wonderful to talk to you today. Is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
I'm pleasantly surprised that the yields are better than what I thought they were going to be. Now, I want to be very careful in how I state that, because we're not exactly having a bin-busting yield out of this year's crop that was, impacted by the drought. But I am pleasantly surprised with how the crop has been performing yield-wise.
Once again, we've been visiting with pioneer field agronomist Sarah Levis on the Red River Farm Network.